Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith in Action. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn, please, in the Scriptures to the book of James, James chapter 2. We began a few weeks ago a series that I didn't know at the time was a series called Faith in Action. Faith in Action. And if this is new to you, that's okay. I think this is only the third part. And so you can catch up with us easily, go online, download the messages. Won't cost you anything. And our text, we'll begin reading here in verse 14 of James 2. James 2:14. In the NCV, the New Century Version, it says it like this. My brothers and sisters, if people say they have faith but do nothing, their faith is worth nothing. Can faith like that save them? And the understood answer is no, it can't. The Scripture uses the term unfeigned faith as opposed to feigned faith. What is feign? To feign is to pretend. That which is not real, not genuine. So there is that which is called faith that's not real faith. Right. And the Scripture will enlighten us if we'll listen. One of the big things that helps you to see what's real faith and what's not, phony faith is a do-nothing so-called faith. Yes. It does nothing. It talks about what it believes and waits and waits and waits and waits. But that's not the kind of faith that saves, and that's the word, big word for salvation, that it includes the idea of deliverance and preservation and healing and restoration. When you say, I'm saved, the Lord saved me, you made a big statement. Because saved from what? It's not only saved from judgment and hell. It's saved from all the penalty of sin. And so living faith is the only faith that saves, heals, delivers, protects, receives provision. There is a faith that does nothing that's worth nothing. Let's keep reading in verse 15 in the New Century. A brother or sister in Christ might need clothes or food. If you say to that person, God be with you. I hope you stay warm and get plenty to eat. But you do not give what that person needs. Your words are worth nothing. In the same way, faith that is alone, that does nothing, is dead. Someone might say, you have faith, but I have deeds. Well, show me your faith without doing anything, and I will show you my faith by what I do. So it is discernible whether somebody has faith or not. Sometimes people say, well, my beliefs are my private convictions and nobody knows. Well, that's just not true. If you believe it enough, you're going to act on it. And if you never act on what you say you believe, it's not a living faith. It's not a real faith. You're kidding yourself. So faith is discernible. You remember the Bible said when those four men brought their friend who was paralyzed and couldn't get him into the room where Jesus was and climbed up on top of the house and tore off the roof and lowered him down. The Bible said when Jesus saw their faith, when he did what? How did he see their faith? Is he talking about some glow emanating out of the man? How did he see their faith? Well, the man's paralyzed. You don't let somebody haul you up on top of the house, right? In that condition. And you don't destroy the person's property and tear up their house. Come on, are you listening? Yeah. And interrupt the meeting and lower down the man. They must have been fully persuaded that if they could get that man in front of Jesus, something was going to happen.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And they had faith. Their faith was demonstrated in what they did.
Yes.
So it's real faith. It's living faith.
Yes.
He goes on to say, verse 19, you believe there's one God. Good, but the demons believe that too. And they tremble with fear. Now here he talks about demon belief. And he's actually comparing their belief, the person that's saying this to him, I have faith, but I don't do anything. My faith was without any actions. And he's telling them they have the same kind of faith demons have. Demon faith. Not for me. How about you? I don't want demon faith. What is demon faith? Believing, but not doing anything with that belief. No actions. If you believe in God, you'd pray to Him. If you really believed in Him, you'd seek His will and plan for your life. If you really believed that Jesus is Lord, you'd submit yourself to His Lordship. Let His Spirit lead you. Is that right? His things would be priority in your life. And you would see results. Right? As you stepped out to do those things, you'd see results. But how many do you suppose? People across the planet that say they believe in God, but other than saying that, there's no evidence. Many, 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 many. That is demon faith. Same kind of believing. Evil spirits are. Are we reading scriptures? He said, verse 20, you foolish person. Well, you would be foolish if you had the same kind of faith demons have. Let's go on out beyond demon believing. What do you say?
Yes.
Must you be shown that faith that does nothing is worth nothing? Everybody said out loud, faith that does nothing
is worth nothing.
Verse 26, just as a person's body that does not have a spirit is dead, so faith that does nothing is dead. Now, we know from Romans that how faith comes. Does anybody remember what the scripture says? How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word. If you look up the scriptures, the word of the anointed one. I mean, if you look up the meaning of the words, the word of the Christ or the anointed one. Faith comes by hearing the anointed word.
Amen.
Not an intellectual thing. But it's the anointing that teaches. And it's the anointing that quickens. That's not a man or a woman. That's the Holy Spirit. But that's how faith comes. That's not the whole story. That's not how faith is released. Faith that comes must be released. Do you remember in Acts, the 14th chapter, the man that was born lame? And not the man at the gate called Beautiful, that was earlier in the book, but Paul was preaching. And while he was preaching, he saw a man in the crowd who was born. He was lame from his mother's womb. He'd never walked. And while he was looking at him, the Bible said Paul perceived that he had faith to be healed.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
Chapter 14, I believe it is.
Yes.
Had faith to be healed. Well, a man sitting there lame, like he's always been. And the Bible didn't say he perceived the man was soon going to get faith or was in the process of getting faith, said he had faith. Is it possible to have faith to be healed and not be healed? It is. Just because faith comes doesn't mean a miracle manifests. Faith must be released. Faith must be acted upon. Somebody's going to be born again. They got to act on it somewhere, sometime.
Amen.
Right? If they're going to experience the new birth, they're going at some place, sometime, they're going to stand up and say, I believe. They're going to be willing to pray the prayer. They're going to be willing to be baptized. Come on, are you listening to me?
Yep.
If they say, no, I don't want to do any of that. That shows a lack of real faith.
Amen.
An embarrassment? No. If you really believe it, you're going to step up. You're going to step out.
Amen. Come on.
And if you refuse to, it's not a living faith. A faith that does nothing is worth nothing. No, the man's sitting there, lame, and yet he's got faith to be healed, but not healed. But the Bible said Paul, he perceived that he had faith to be healed, and he cried out with a loud voice, stand up on your feet. And the man leaped.
Yes, he did.
And walked. When did the power manifest to heal him? Is it a coincidence that it was exactly the time when he made a move? Is it just an amazing coincidence that the very moment God chose to heal him was the exact same moment he chose to move? No. No. The reality is, he wasn't waiting on God to heal him. It wasn't a matter of God's timing. Now this is one of the great things we need mind renewal in. Because much of the church world believes error that everything is up to God. And people beat on the phrase, God is in control. And if you watch and listen, you can detect a wrong spirit. People get adamant and they get haughty and they get combative. God is in control of everything. Oh, they get adamant and they're getting ready to fight. Maybe you've hardly said anything. It's because that in and of itself, now you're going to have to brace yourself for this one, is a doctrine of demons.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Faith in Action, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God.
God who gives me